Okay, this is Gaming Insurrection members Lindsay and Jamie Mosley. And we're sitting around talking about E3 2009. It's come and gone, and we're going to sit around and talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, what we thought was awesome, what we thought sucked. So, what's up, Jamie?
What's going on? Ain't nothing. Give some views on E3 and what's going on there, what I liked. What was absolutely horrible. But it wasn't too bad overall. I actually enjoyed E3 overall, unlike some of the others in the past. This was not too bad.
Yeah, I thought it was alright. I wasn't all that impressed. I mean, the motion control stuff from Sony and Microsoft. Okay, first of all, let's just like blow the lid off of what they did. Sony and Microsoft decided they were going to come out the gate with some motion controls, and it was like, oh wow, thanks for following Nintendo, but you took it a step further and you made Nintendo look stupid.
Well, I felt that Nintendo did well when they released the Wii and showed everyone about being innovative, because everyone was confused about how it's going to work and how well it's going to work. But it seemed like Nintendo decided that once we release something and it's a huge hit, we won't take it any further. We just broaden the horizon just a little bit, while other companies will take it and try to go one or two steps further. I just felt that Nintendo didn't bring that game face to this one.
Yeah, it was better than last year, because Lord knows last year's press conference was just like ass. Like, as Nintendo fangirl, if you will, Nintendo, man, y'all, damn, dude. I was just like, what are you doing? You bring me out Cammy Dunaway, who I've never seen before a day in my life, and I've been playing Nintendo products like forever, and know all the company heads like when I see them and stuff, and then I see Cammy Dunaway and I'm like, who is this? Is this Cammy the Magic Koopa? I mean, like, what, you got somebody dressed up in a little outfit and come out on stage? I mean, what's going on here? And then it was just weird. Like, she was talking about her personal life and trying to relate that to video games, and I was like, wow, that didn't work, Nintendo. Just stop. Just stop it. So this year, when she came out at the beginning of the show, it was like, okay, that's better. She did a much better job during Nintendo's press conference. But I thought, yeah, Nintendo, it was kind of lackluster until the very end when they introduced the new Metroid game, which was a huge shocker, because like very few people outside of the upper echelon of Nintendo execs even knew about the Metroid team up with Team Ninja. And when they announced it, you could hear just like the collective gasp in the crowd. People were like, oh my god, it's a new Metroid game. We're getting a new Mario and a new Metroid game. And then it was like, okay, now show's over, now get out. And it was like, wow, Nintendo, thanks for that utter failure of a press conference, except for the fact that you announced a new Metroid. That made me happy.
Well, one thing I always say about Nintendo is they're really good about keeping secrets. And to the most part, the games that they did show pretty much were held secret. I mean, everyone knew how successful the Wii Fit was, that they had to make another Wii Fit. That's just what Nintendo does. There's always going to be a Mario Brothers, so you just, I guess, was hoping that they would release another Mario Brothers, which they did.
The thing about that was that there have never been two major Mario titles released on the same system.
That's true.
In the history of Mario games, there's never been two major back-to-back titles released on major consoles, except for Super Mario World and Super Mario World 2, even though I guess you could count that Mario wasn't starring in that. I mean, it was more Yoshi was the star of that one, but for the most part, I mean, there's never been like two major since the NES. Mm-hmm. Let me use that qualifier, since the NES. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been. So
I feel that it's probably due to the fact that thanks to the economic decline that the world's been in, that everyone sat back and they look over what things were successful and what things were not successful in the past. And I think Nintendo realized that they have two different kinds of Mario fans. They have the 2D Mario fans that love platformers, and they also have the 3D Mario fans that love the game. So, releasing the new Super Mario Brothers for the Wii, I mean, it was a brilliant idea on them. Although, it is brilliant idea and really creative, I'm a little worried about how they're going to do their co-op operation, if it's going to be online or if it's just, you know, just sitting in your living rooms with three other friends. So I'm a little worried about that, but it looks interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, I was a fan of New Super Mario Brothers on DS, and from what I've seen, it's going to be, and actually from what I've read, they've said, Miyamoto said that it's not a rehash. It's like a whole new adventure, except it's done in the style of New Super Mario Brothers, and you have the co-op aspect of it, which I'm sure the guys at Co-op, the Area 5 website guys, will be happy about that, because, you know, co-op games are good. I mean, I would love to be able to play, you know, just like play with some of my friends, play a Mario game, where I can hook up and go through levels. I mean, that'll make it more fun instead of just a static Mario run and jump aspect. But I mean, it's got to offer new levels. It can't just have like the same levels from the first game and then slap a co-op aspect on it, which I wouldn't put it past Nintendo to do.
They've been known to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I love Nintendo, but it's like, yeah, you go on and expect Nintendo to do stuff like that.
They'll build the same house and put another coat of paint, such as Animal Crossing.
Yeah, aka Animal Crossing City Folk, which is like the same thing as Animal Crossing on the GameCube, which is, you know, Animal Forest E+. Which is Animal Forest on the N64 in Japan. And I'm like, you know, Nintendo, don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't slap the same little coat of paint on it and call it a new game and expect me to spend the same kind of money on it. But, I don't know, just because I'm a Mario and Animal Crossing addict, I might wind up buying the new Mario game just because it's Mario. But we'll see. I mean, it would have to offer me something besides new suits and, you know, the co-op levels to make me warrant a purchase.
Well, I'm interested in wondering if at a show with four people playing it, I'm interested if it's going to be maybe Nintendo's progressed to the part where a lot of other companies use co-op games, such as they use your character, you're playing by yourself, and they have three other computer players playing with you to help you out, or not?
I think they're going to wind up doing that. I think they're going to wind up having the three AI characters.
I think that's the next step that they have to go. Also at the E3, they've announced this quite some time ago, but the Wii Motion Plus was actually shown to the world instead of just showing someone waving the Wiimote in front of the controller and in front of the TV and everything. I mean, it was actually shown, and it seemed to be more precise controls instead of, let's just say, if you played any of the Wii games, like say a boxing game, and you just move the Wiimotes back and forth, you swung, sometimes your character hit somebody, sometimes they did not. It just depends. With the way the Wii Motion Plus looks like, it looks like it's more accurate. So, I'm very happy about that. At least they fixed the controls on that. So, they use that with conjunction of Wii Sports Resort.
I'm hoping they're definitely going to fix the controls, because I was one of those people that love Wii Sports. And, like, in the golf thing, I can count numerous times where I go to swing my golf club back and, you know, my character animation would not match up on screen, and I was like, hello, I'm standing in front of the actual sensor bar, can I get some help here?
Swinging backwards and your character hits the ball.
I was like, how does that work? Or now it's really noticeable in the golf. It's not so noticeable in tennis. I mean, you can see it in tennis, but it's not as bad as it is in golf.
You can see it bad in bowling.
Yeah, the bowling is a little odd too, because like they sometimes it fails to pick up the fact that you threw the ball.
Or release the button.
Yeah, or sometimes release the button and it's like, Nintendo, come on, dude, what's this about? Like, I'm hoping that this is gonna help the Wii, not hinder it, because. As a Wii owner, I have very rarely played anything else outside of Smash Brothers, Wii Sports, and I think what else have we played? Mario Kart Wii. Yeah, we played Mario Kart Wii. Mario Power Tennis, which was odd. but I mean, I'm really hoping that. It helps with Wii Sports Resort. It looked like it was doing a decent job, but I don't know.
I'm just hoping that Nintendo will keep support of it, because they have a tendency to say, yeah, we're not going to support that anymore.
Yeah, they have a very nasty habit of releasing a peripheral, and then like you never hear anything else about it, like at all. E-reader, hello. And I do own an e-reader. But yeah, I mean, they just kind of drop support of half their peripherals, and then they're like, oh yeah, you did buy one of those, didn't you? Well, I don't know what to tell you, because we're not making any more of it, and there's no game support that anymore. So if you have a problem, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm hoping that they get their act together and they decide not to just ignore the Wii Motion Control Plus. I mean, it should come standard on like all games, and it should have come on it to begin with, but I don't know. It's Nintendo sometimes, like, for every two steps they take forward, they take five back, so there's no telling. It could help, it could hurt.
I agree. I will definitely agree with that. Well, was there any big games you've seen out there that you really, really love other than Metroid? And how about the announcement of the new Zelda that's coming out? All they did was like, hey, here's a cover art. It's the new Zelda. Y'all can go home.
Wow, and look, they announced it like later that day. Not at the press conference, which supposedly they were not really at. Yeah, rumor had it that, according to James Milkey of 1UP.com and formerly of EGM, he says that Nintendo folks weren't actually at the press conference. Like, they were projected on a screen and no one was actually there. You just saw them giving a speech. So we think they probably, based on that, we think they probably were giving a speech to all of Nintendo, like Nintendo of Japan, Nintendo of America, Nintendo Europe. And they just so happened to beam it over to E3 and said, okay, well, I guess, yeah, we should probably show up at E3, I guess. I mean, even though, you know, most of their people were actually in America, because Shigeru Miyamoto was actually here. He was in America, so I don't know what the deal was with that. But they wound up not saying anything about Zelda until like the next day, and then they were like, oh yeah, by the way, Shigeru Miyamoto was like, yeah, we do have a new Zelda game, by the way, here's some concept art, and Link's gonna be mature Link, and that's about all you need to know about that, and that was about it.
Yep. I don't know, I felt like Nintendo was like, well, let's see how the rest of everyone's press conferences go. Oh, they unveiled that, and they unveiled that, and all we did was Wii Fit Plus and Motion Plus.
That everybody knew about for, you know,
well,
a year.
How about we throw them a little secret they didn't know? You mean the Metroid game that you just... No. I showed y'all the Metroid games. How about this new Zelda game? Huh? Does that wet your whistle? Yeah? Yeah? Well, keep tuning in to Nintendo and we'll tell you more about it later.
I was like, Nintendo, that's something you need to put in your press conference. I mean, people are like waiting for a new Zelda game.
I agree. Actually, I don't think they should have announced that at all until they had a trailer or something. I mean, you can tell, you know, Nintendo's going to make another Legend of Zelda. But you don't just say another Legend of Zelda is coming out. I mean, because usually when you say a Legend of Zelda coming out, it might be 3 to 4 years before we see it.
Yeah, Zelda has a notoriously long development cycle, much longer than a Mario game.
So,
because his teams, Miyamoto's teams, like work simultaneously on the games, and he has two different teams that work on those games. So, I mean, you know you're going to get a game. It's just a matter of when are you going to get that game.
My point exactly.
I don't know. Overall, I think if I had to grade Nintendo's conference, I'd give them a B- at best. I'm being generous here. B- just because it was loads better than last year, but it was still like, oh, come on, Nintendo, quit being slack. You know, just, if you put half an effort into the press conference, you could like blow people's minds with stuff. I mean, we understand you're like the leader of marketing in, and I'm happy for you. I was there in the dark days of Nintendo. I was there in the dark days, so I know what it's like to just be demoralized. But it's like, Nintendo, like, don't give up on that. Like, help yourselves, please. If you just did a little bit more, you know, you could get yourself over that hump and restore your credibility, because right now your credibility is about zero with hardcore gamers. So, I don't know.
I will give them probably a B+, just for a simple fact of, one, they did unveil some games that no one knew about at all. I mean, everyone knew there were going to be a Mario game coming out eventually, but they didn't know that two were going to come out around about the same time. Wii Fit Plus, everyone knew they were going to make another one of those, so it was good to show that. And they actually took time and explained the Wii Motion Plus, which, if you looked on their website, didn't really explain too much.
Yeah,
whatsoever. And they also made the comment as saying that the Wii has been known to sell more third-party games than any other system. So they said, again, you're going to have more third-party games coming out for it to help development for it. Which, it's nice to know that Nintendo keeps up with the third parties and will let them keep producing good games.
What good games? What good games?
I'm just saying, there are a lot of people like Cooking Mama.
Right.
So, I'm just saying that.
If you're into that kind of thing.
All the games out there. And they did say that Square Enix was exclusively making them Final Fantasy games, which yeah. Square Enix have been known to do.
Crystal Bearers, yeah.
So,
well, and I'm also thinking about that Wii Vitality sensor thing or another that I don't Iwata see, came out and talked about.
I don't see how the Wii Vitality is going to help you lower your blood pressure. And I mean,
possibly put you to sleep.
And put you to sleep while playing video games. I mean, if it's a video game I'm playing, it puts me to sleep, I'm thinking I'm going to get rid of that video game.
Yeah, I think I'm going to sell that pretty quick.
That's right. I'm thinking that's got to be gone.
That's a seller. I ain't keeping that one.
Unless I go out and buy the video game and it has nothing but fish moving around back and forth.
See, man. But you had to interact with him.
There's no interaction.
On Dreamcast.
On this game. And Nintendo made this game. This game is just a disc called Aquarium. And you put it in, and all you see is the different fish flying, swimming by on your television screen. That might put me to sleep. Of course, I'm not watching it no more than 30 minutes, and I'm not buying it.
Yeah, like, why would you buy it? Like, you know what the game is about.
I'll watch the trailer. That's it. That's it. That's all it's going to be with that. So, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe they're teaming it up with Wii Fit. I figure maybe the team up with Wii Fit and have it where you can attach it and you check your blood pressure, you know, heart rate and everything like that, so you can keep an accurate record of it. I can understand that. Using it to go to sleep? Yeah.
Nights and the dreams, all right.
This is the reason. This is another reason why I just gave them a B+, other than they introduced this. And then, after the end of their press conference, they come up the next day and say, oh yeah, we got another Zelda game coming up. You want to know more about it, don't you? Sorry.
You people.
You're not getting anything right now. Keep checking the Nintendo website We'll have something up for you soon.
I don't know. I was mystified by that whole Wii Vitality sensor. I was like, what? What you talking about, dude? Because I'm sitting at work now, and I have to say I have great internet access at work when it's working. But I was listening, going back and forth, listening to the press conference and watching the press conference while designing pages. And I'm sitting there like, Iwata, what are you talking about, man? What is this? Because you know he's going to come out and he's going to say where the business is going. And I'm like, Iwata, what is this mess? Are you going to tell me about a new system?
The business is going about putting you to sleep while playing video games.
Oh, Nintendo.
That was not necessarily a good message.
I want sheets with Mario on them to put me to sleep.
That's not necessarily good. Maybe it's a video game where you're counting sheep with the Wii Vitality on there and it puts you to sleep.
No. You know what would be awesome? If it was like point blank and you just use your finger and you clicked it and you sheared the sheet that you were counting to go to sleep.
You still won't go to sleep.
No, because I'm afraid I'm going to get an insane challenge.
And then you're
going to
have carpal tunnel.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have carpal tunnel anyway. But I was mystified by that, Nintendo. And I couldn't get excited about the third-party titles. I mean, the only thing that really saved that whole press conference was the fact that they announced Golden Sun DS, the new Metroid game, and the new Mario game, and that was about it.
They did have Kingdom Hearts coming out for the DS, so.
Oh, who freaking cares? Okay, you know what? I know a lot of people like Kingdom Hearts, but I just cannot get into Kingdom Hearts. It's Disney, okay? The only two Disney games I have ever played that I really like were one on the NES called Adventures in the Magic Kingdom, because it was just strange, but it was hot, and it was 1990, and I needed a game for my birthday. And two, Disney's Magical Tetris Challenge. That's like the only other Disney game I've ever played that I really, really, really wanted to play. And
that's because you grew up in an era where people recognized Michael Jordan over Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Yes, it was. But I mean, I'm just saying, it was like Kingdom Hearts. Okay, you made like 5 billion Kingdom Hearts games. Do we really need another Kingdom Hearts game?
Yes.
And then you give me some weird title with it, and it's like, oh, Lord, more anime-obsessed children are going to be, like, drooling over a Kingdom Hearts game. Oh, I was like, just Nintendo, stop. And Square, stop it. You are milking stuff for all it's worth. You're just milking it now. You need to stop.
Like Nintendo didn't milk Mario?
Yes, Nintendo's milking Mario.
I'm just saying.
Nintendo's exploiting Mario. Square. I don't want another 3D Mario game.
Square,
I don't.
Enix, if Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy is getting you that money, you make that money. That's all I'm going to say.
You tell them they better get that money.
You just make that money. You just make it. You just keep bringing in the cream. That's all that matters. Now, let's move on.
Okay. The first press conference that actually took place on day one, which was like the unofficial day one, was Microsoft's. And Microsoft just blew it up. Like, it's like they came out guns blazing, and then Nintendo was like, holy crap, they brought out the real guns. Them ain't blanks they shooting.
They came out like it was a concert. I mean, yeah. It was, yeah. Rock band's Beatles playing.
Oh, Lord.
People all over the place screaming.
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr come out on stage. People are flipping out.
I have
People
to admit,
flipped out.
I'm not a huge Beatles fan, but
I know some Beatles songs, but like,
I mean, if I'm sitting out there and Paul McCartney came up on the stage, I'm just going to have to say, I might be awestruck at that thing, but first thing I'm thinking is, I got to get that gang. I got to get that gang.
I mean, that's if you can get into Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I for one, cannot get into them, so I wasn't all that excited about
People
it.
People love bands.
Yes, they do.
And who else but to get more people involved than the people who love the Beatles?
See, this is my thing. Now, if they introduce, if they had like a straight rock band where I could introduce my own tracks, such as like I want a mix that's got Prince and the Revolution from the 80s. Then I want to jump to the 90s with Garbage and Nirvana.
It's probably all download content you can get it on.
Maybe that'd so.
Be no problem. I mean, Guitar Hero 5 got Public Enemy on now.
That's hot. 1989.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's coming. I mean, and they got DJ Hero coming out. I mean, there's
well,
a lot of stuff
DJ
coming
Hero
out.
To me is like, oh, let's try to remake Beatmania and make it better. And it's like, I couldn't really get into Beatmania to begin with, so I'm really not going to get into DJ Hero. I mean, I might, but I don't know.
It's all about making that money.
Yeah, I know.
And
they got to make that money.
And right now, Rhythm Games are making
selling.
The money.
Yeah, they're selling. They sell faster than sticking your leg out on the side of a road for a trucker. I mean, you're gonna make some money off it regardless of what's in it.
I mean, you walk in someone's house, you might see Guitar Hero and Rock Band in the same place. And yep. They'll play it because, you know, their songs are different. So.
I tried playing it and I was like, this is not working for me. I can't keep tuned to save my life. This is sad. I might could do the singing part, you know, part of it, but I couldn't do the actual like instrument playing. Even though I think I maybe be half decent at the drums, but I don't know. I couldn't get into it. I just can't. Like, I don't know. But I mean, I was kind of jazzed about seeing the Beatles because I mean they seemed like they were really hyped up to be there.
I mean, it's a really big deal. If you're thinking about it, I mean, they're now putting in a situation where another generation gets to hear the Beatles' music.
Yeah.
So, theoretically, if they keep doing things like this, the Beatles will never die.
That's true. And Paul McCartney got to get that money anyway, because he got to pay that alimony. So
that's already paid.
But he got to make that money.
This
what
is just,
better way?
This is just spending money.
Sir Paul is a money maker. I mean, like, he thinks about these kinds of things. He handles all the licensing stuff for the Apple Corp, and he owns the song collection because, you know, between him and Lennon, they were mostly the songwriters. I mean, the other Beatles, George Harrison and Ringo Starr, they did write a few songs. I mean, they wrote their fair share of songs, but McCartney and Lennon were the songwriters, so, you know, I noticed he was real jazzed up about being involved in the game. And
he's really excited about it.
He is really excited about it.
I mean, to me, it's a big deal. I mean, it's coming out on multiple platforms, but it really is a big issue for the Beatles to have their own game named after them after how long?
Yeah, yeah. I was impressed with the graphics. Now, the graphics for that were great. I mean, I was really impressed with the trailer / intro for it.
Yeah.
It took them from the beginning of their career all the way to, you know, like when they, I guess they broke up.
Using all the songs.
Yeah, using the songs and stuff. And I especially like the setup they had for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club. I really like that setup. That was nice. I was like, wow. The fact that I can tell you the name of that album and you know, like, recognize it is like, oh, wow, okay, that tells you how much the Beatles have touched people. But
they're huge. They're
yeah.
Huge.
They started out rocking the show, and it was just like, wow, okay, how can you top the Beatles, like, the surviving Beatles come out?
The only way to top the Beatles rock band is to release Rock Band Michael Jackson. That's the only way it's going to come close.
Well, I think Paul McCartney even owns half of his songs.
He does.
Or is it Michael? Is it the other way around? I think Paul
somebody
McCartney owns his songs.
One of the other owns
the other songs. I think Michael Jackson owns some of the Beatles songs and then he sold them.
He sold them back.
He sold them back to Paul McCartney because he needed the money. Yeah, I think that would be the next logical choice.
Well, the only difference is, the Beatles will be big in America, but they're going to be freaking huge overseas.
Yeah.
While Michael Jackson's going to be really huge here in America, for those who don't pay attention to the politics of Michael Jackson, you know, about to drop his child out of the window. But over the seas,
oh,
there's
my God,
no word of how big Michael Jackson will be.
People are like still fainting when they hit the man shows up and does a press conference and people are fainting.
I know.
It's just like, dang,
just
dude.
Saying, if someone's looking to develop a rhythm game, think Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Could you just Michael imagine Jackson playing the bass line of Beat It?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
And Bad?
Beat It and Bad. And
Billie Jean?
Dirty Diana will be a hard
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Dirty Diana. Billie Jean, too.
Billie Jean.
Yeah. I would be like, oh my gosh. And would they put in his stuff from Off the Wall?
They'll probably put in a little bit of all of them, the very successful ones.
Thriller's definitely gonna be on there.
You know, that's probably the trailer.
Yeah. They would have to animate Michael Jackson as a zombie / cat beast that's, or some kind.
Yeah, they just completely take it off and put him on there. You're going through the whole video while playing the song. That's a really long song.
It is. It is. I wanna play Beat It.
Yes.
Cause who did the bass line for? Was it Van Halen? What's his name? I want to say it was Eddie Van Halen did the bass line for it. It's one of the Van Halens very famously did the bass line for Beat It.
Beat It is on Guitar Hero.
Yeah, well, that tells you how much I play Guitar Hero.
Yep.
I did not know that. I mean, I really don't play it that much, so it's like, I didn't know that. I kind of figured it was, but homeboy needed money too, so he was like, whatever y'all gotta do to get that money.
Good old Michael Jackson.
I was most impressed during Microsoft's thing where they had the 10 world premieres of games.
Yes.
Which
yes.
came up shortly after the Beatles stuff.
Yes.
Which I was like, you know what, Tony Hawk, you better come out here and tell me something I don't already know about skateboarding. I mean, and he seemed real nervous, too. Like, he was really, really nervous to come out and rep his game. Like, he doesn't really talk in front of a big crowd all the time. It also didn't hurt the fact that, you know, Tony Hawk's taken off, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Because of skate.
That's true. Some of the Tony Hawk games have not been the best ones of recent.
Man.
So, I think with this one, they're trying their darndest to make sure. I mean, Tony Hawk always going to have fans when it comes to his games.
Yeah.
People just buy it just because it's Tony Hawk. But I'm just saying, if you really, really love Tony Hawk and you love the gameplay of him, you really pay attention to
yeah.
everything about it. So this one looks a little different. So I was actually impressed that he came out and he helped with the promo of it. So
yeah. He's a gamer. I mean, he games. It's just, I was like, dude, that controller better be real good. It better be up to snuff. But it's like, I mean, I didn't play skate, but I remember the heyday of Tony Hawk games. Like, you couldn't stop the juggernaut that was Tony Hawk. Oh, great, Marvel might sue me now. But you couldn't, he was like juggernaut, literally. Once he got started going, you couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
He was selling games left and right.
Yep.
You could just say Tony Hawk. It would sell a game. Somebody would buy it.
It's still almost like that now.
Matter of fact, I didn't even like Tony Hawk. And I tried Tony Hawk and then went out and bought 1, 3, and 4. I got rid of 4, but I kept 3. Because 3 was hot.
That was the gameplay.
But
it was different. It was the gameplay and the storyline with it.
I don't know. It was like, wow, Tony Hawk. I mean, is there anything you're not selling me? But I don't know. The quality of the games started falling off after 4. And 4, I mean, it was kind of like, I really don't want to be doing these 15 million tricks and crap. But, okay, I'll do them. And then, like, I don't know. After 4, it just ran into the ground. I was like, Tony Hawk, stop making games, please.
Well, it became to a point where people will buy the Tony Hawk games, not necessarily to do the tricks, but to see how painful it was for someone to fall from doing the tricks.
Man, I bought three and I was just like jumping off of pipes and killing myself. And my creator skater was running around. Just to give you an idea of how much I had played it. My creator skater at one point was running around with a top hat on, an eye patch, motorcycle boots, and like a mini skirt and a tank top. And she had tattoos and like spike bracelets on. Keep my a top hat and an eye patch and motorcycle boots, and she's skateboarding. I was like, okay, this has just gone too far. This has absolutely gone too far. GI contributor, I made one for GI contributor Marcus, and his had like a cowboy hat on and like a long black shirt and some jeans and some motorcycle boots. And he almost killed himself like in the game. Like we would purposely like make him jump off pipes and do half pipes and like kill himself. It was hilarious. But I mean,
that's the American way. Seeing pain is funny, unless it's your pain.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But also at the time though, when I got Tony Hawk 3, I was also watching skate videos and stuff, and like N1 basketball, that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, I was interested in that kind of thing. So I was watching on ESPN like before I would go to work. Of course, I was also single at the time, so kind of didn't hurt that I could travel to that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Tony Hawk came out and it was like he was really nervous, but he really. I don't know. He's going to have to show that his games have kept up with the times. That's his whole problem now, is showing that he can keep up with Skate and Skate 2. Because Skate just revolutionized how people play skateboarding games and made Tony Hawk's games look stupid. So now it's like, you're going to have to show me that you recognize and can change, you know.
Well, he's just got competition now, so...
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what makes industries best, is they get competition and not just buy out and say, I now control all skating games and I'm going to keep all control of skating games for the next 10 years.
EA, cough, cough.
So, I mean, as long as you got competition out there, I believe they'll get better. So, time will tell. If not this Tony Hawk would be good, which I'm positive this one will be a much better improvement than the last one. But the next one, which Tony Hawk's been known to release a game every year,
yep.
The next one will be much better. So yep. I'll keep an eye on that one.
I was actually impressed with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Now, I'm not a shooter person. I can't play first-person shooters to save my life because it gives me motion sickness. But the graphics were like, wow. I would play this if I were not in fear of throwing up my brains after about 10 minutes. And I actually, you know, like, played my 360. But, I mean, I'm just... If I actually were into this, I would be excited right about now. Because, I mean, that game looked phenomenal.
I have to admit, the...
I was like, wow.
Modern Warfare 2, the demo that they showed, that was amazing. I mean, they're riding on vehicles.
That snow chase was ridiculous.
The snow chase was awesome. I mean, it looked like, very realistic, dude. Because the guy actually, after he let go, the character let go of the handlebars to reach down and grab his pistol to fire at the guys in front of him.
And he's shooting sideways.
Yeah.
That was hot. I mean, dang, dude, he's taking it sideways.
I mean, it's going to be a huge game, and pretty much said that Modern Warfare is pretty much on the same, if not the same place, at the same level as Halo and Gears of War for him. I mean, it's going to be a huge shooter.
Yeah, people are eagerly anticipating Modern Warfare 2. I thought that was like a showstopper almost. I mean, people were like in the crowd, if you were watching it live online, people in the crowd were like, wow. I mean, you could hear people just like gasping, audibly gasping while the guy was doing the demonstration. And I mean, they pretty much damn near got a standing ovation.
It did.
I was like, wow, Infinity Ward.
Well, this, The sad part about it is everyone knew about Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, everybody knew it was coming out. But yeah, that's no secret.
You can talk about it all day long is when you show it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was completely different. I mean, if you could say all day long, we're going to change the way the first-person shooters are done. And then no one's going to believe you until you actually show them. And Modern Warfare 2 just said, we're just going to improve what we did from the last one. And from that demo, I believe they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they did, too. I mean, I'm not a big fan of them, so I don't really, like, watch them a whole lot and keep up with it. But I was impressed enough to pay attention. Mm-hmm. So that tells me it did its job. I mean, if it made me sit up and take notice, it did its job.
It really did. I mean, it got more of a... I would say that Modern Warfare 2 got more of a pause than Halo ODST.
Yeah. Yeah. People were like, okay, well, I mean, you know.
We're tired of hearing about ODST. Just hurry up and release it.
Yeah. It's like, dude, okay, enough with the Halo. And then they turn around and announce Halo Reach.
They showed Halo Reach.
It's like.
They've been talking about forever. And they just keep changing the name.
I was like, Bungie, stop making Halo. Like, let it go. Bungie's like that obsessed girlfriend that won't let it go.
These are the last ones, so I don't know.
Yeah, until they decide they're going to release. What was the Halo strategy game? What was the one they just released and it was the strategy game?
Halo Wars.
Yeah, okay, well, that is until they release Halo Wars 2.
Well, Ensemble is no longer producing them, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, that is the last
that's
one.
That's right, yeah. Well, I don't know, Bungie might take it over. There's no telling.
Right now, ODST and Halo Reach are the only ones left, and that's the only ones they talked about, so.
It's like, Bungie, you need to stop, dude. We're going to get a restraining order against you.
I thought that I was impressed by the fact that they showed Crackdown 2.
Yeah, a lot of people were like buying Crackdown for the...
Everyone's just buying Crackdown for the Halo 3 beta.
And then, like, played it.
I mean, people were buying the Crackdown for the Halo 3 beta because at the time, I worked at a retail store. And the guys were buying it. They'll walk out the store the next day. They'll come back in and trade in Crackdown 2. I mean, just trade in Crackdown and everything. So I'm just playing the beta. That's all I want. But these same people, after the Halo beta was closed, were coming back buying Crackdown because I was like, man, I heard it was really good.
Yeah. People actually like Crackdown. They found after they were, you know, playing it for the Halo 3 mess, they were wanting to play Crackdown because it actually wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad again. I mean, if you could take a person... And all of a sudden, he's got superhero strength and agility and a sniper rifle. And you jump 50 stories into the air straight up and pull out your sniper rifle and just snipe people off before you hit the ground. I mean, what is there not to like about this game?
I was like, wow.
So, Crackdown 2 shows more of that. So, yep, they added monsters. That's the only other thing they could add.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know. I was like, wow, Crackdown. People are actually paying attention to you now. That's good. They should have been paying attention to you in the beginning. But
yeah, it was a good game. It really was. And it had team, it had co-op opportunities.
So, yeah.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Valve about to get slapped. Valve about to get slapped in the mouth.
I love the fact that they did that because... They've announced quite some time. Well, I wouldn't say they announced quite some time, but they recently did an interview where they said that they've been working on Left 4 Dead 2 right after they finished Left 4 Dead 1. They just continue on with the storyline in a different part of the country. Now, they showed Left 4 Dead 2 trailer and said it's going to be released this fall. In the interview they also did on the same day, they also said, we don't have a developer yet.
They didn't have a publisher.
Yeah, it was a publisher.
Yeah, they didn't have a publisher.
They didn't have a publisher yet. So, I'm positive they could get a publisher really soon. But, I'm not sure the publisher is going to want to release it so fast.
I'm not sure about that either, because it's like they didn't even release the downloadable content for the first one.
Not all of it, no.
Yeah, the real good stuff they ain't even put out on the first doing yet.
Yeah, they're still releasing stuff on there for it. So that's why a lot of people are...
Oh, them people on...
Left 4 Dead has a lot of people complaining about it because
a lot of people
they're still people are still downloading content from the original Left 4 Dead, and now they're talking about they're putting another one out this year. So, I would think that they should at least hold off on it, or yeah, they could hold off on it, but I'm positive Valve is the kind of company that, hey, we want to hurry up and finish this project, put it up there, we can go ahead and continue working out on something else. Because they don't start something else till they finish the last project.
Yeah.
So. It was interesting. The Metal Gear Solid Rising that they released.
God, Hideo Kojima was like everywhere. Hideo Kojima popped up at one conference. He pops up at the other conference. He's seen around other conferences. It's like, Hideo Kojima, where are you not at E3?
Well, it's the first time in quite some time we've seen him in so many different places.
Yeah, because this is the first one that's really going to be coming out exclusively for 360.
Normally, the only time you see him is just at the Sony press conferences.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah. He comes out and he'll say, oh yeah, we got a new Metal Gear coming out.
Here's the Metal Gear. Yeah, yeah, I know. Bow before me, I'm your God. I'm gone.
Yeah, I gotta go back to work.
Yeah. But this time, you know, he showed up everywhere.
And so. They also announced that Metal Gear Solid, which, God, people just can't let that game go either. Metal Gear Solid was gonna be released on PlayStation Network and it was something else for PSP, I think, for download on PSP or something. And I was like, what? People are still going on about Metal Gear Solid?
It changed the way of how you're playing video games. The way Metal Gear Solid set up paved the way for Grand Theft Auto.
Huh? What was that?
I mean, think about it. You got to run around and kill people however you want. Grand Theft Auto said, we'll make the world bigger. And now you really can't run around and kill people how you want.
I was like...
I completely understand. Oh, how can I forget this? Project NATO.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I was getting to that. I was holding off on that because I really wanted to mention the fact that Metal Gear Rising is going to feature Raiden, who is, you know, that cyber ninja that everyone loves to hate. But, yes, getting back to Project NATO. Project NATO, it has so much potential, like, I don't even want to try it. Because can't you just imagine, it's got so much potential that somebody's bound to screw it up. Most notably, Peter Molyneux, who loves to blow things up and then cannot deliver. And it's like, no, okay? No.
Let me go on record and say,
it's going to be awesome when it's done right.
This has to be one of the best kept secrets.
Yeah.
That video game companies have had in quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody knew about this.
There was no leak whatsoever. And I can understand if they were just showing a prototype, but they also announced during the press conference, we also sent 1,000 of these out today. So yeah. It was not a prototype, it was a working one. So
developers had gotten their kits. They announced that. Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome. What Microsoft basically said is, hey, you bought your 360. We gave you the Red Rings of Death. We apologize for that. But damn it, here's something that everyone in your house is going to love. So, we give you Project NATO, who can recognize you on the time you walk up to the TV. Through your voice and by facial recognition.
I was like, what?
Then you don't even need a controller. Take that, Nintendo.
Oh, they
take that, Nintendo.
God, you can just see them just like smiling the whole time.
You don't even need the controller. We'll use your body as the controller.
Yeah.
So what's that? You wanna flip through the screens and see what's going on? Just use your hand gestures and you can do it that way.
Yeah.
Wanna do like you did in the old school when you're a little young child? Driving cars with just your hands? We got you covered. I mean, I have to say, now granted, it's probably going to cost as much as a 360 to get Project NATO.
They were talking like $100 or more, at least $100.
I know. But I think it's very well for people who have 360s, for a household to have a 360, everyone be able to use it if they have Project NATO. So I was impressed.
I was depressed too. I was, once I went back and read the full write-up, because it just so happens that when they announced Project Natal, I was away from my desk. And I was like, what? I missed, oh man, I missed something big. And I came back and I read the part about the Natal thing, and then I went back and watched the press conference again, and it was like, wow.
Reading the press conference does not do it justice when actually seeing it.
Yeah.
So, that was, it was huge.
Yeah.
Even the demo games they had on it, where Project Natal was able to scan the kid's skateboard, scan it in so he can use it. And then he was just jumping around his house using, doing tricks while playing a game.
Yeah.
Or how about the one-on-one conversation the girl, the female had?
That was like so staged, and it was kind of creepy, but...
It was staged, but you gotta understand, 13-year-old girls, who I'm pretty sure the ones gonna use it like that, that was awesome for. Hey, I bought this dress for you. Here, I think you'll like it. Okay, let me check it out. It's good. I'll keep it.
What?
So, I mean, it was interesting. So. And then you could just sign off Xbox Live, and you know, I think Project Natal even turns off your system by saying good night, and it just shut off. So, and the only thing you got to do now is find a Project Natal for your TV, so you won't have to worry about that either.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the interesting thing, is how they're going to actually make that work.
Yep.
I don't know. I was just kind of like, I want to see more details about this. And I'll render judgment then. They really didn't have a whole lot of details. I mean, they had some details and they were showing stuff, but they weren't, it wasn't real detail. Like, they ain't told me exactly what I'm going to be using with it. You know, I mean, I could envision what I would be using with it, but they weren't exactly telling me specifics, you know.
Of course not. Yeah. You don't want to tell the competition that Nintendo and Sony is listening. I mean, come on. What's that? Project Natal? How come we didn't hear about... How come no one leaked that? Huh? What's the specifics on that again? Really? Awesome. So the next E3... Sony's like, we want to show the world... Project PlayStation.
Yeah.
So, you want to use your full body action when you play as Cloud on this Final Fantasy game.
Yes, because you're going to be fighting a one-winged angel.
That's right. You yourself, you scan yourself in and you will become Cloud.
Yes, because they can't seem to let Final Fantasy VII go either. It's like, just...
Get please. That money.
Please stop it.
Get that money.
Well, speaking of Sony.
Yep, speaking of Sony.
Yeah. That was interesting. Their press conference was very interesting.
The press conference, I will say...
Well, okay, wait a minute. First, what grade do we give Microsoft? I'm giving Microsoft an A. I'm definitely giving
them an A. I gave them an A+, because Microsoft showed they know how to keep secrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I can say.
They let you know what they want you to know.
Nintendo keeps secrets. So that's don't get me wrong, Nintendo's will keep secrets. But Nintendo's stuff that they keep secrets are usually something that everyone just automatically figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know they're going to release a Mario game. You know there's going to be a Legend of Zelda. You just never know when.
Yeah.
So those are not really big secrets. Anything to do with technology, Nintendo really doesn't hide that for some reason. So, for Microsoft, which everyone's been thinking that Microsoft will just make another system soon, and it just showed, with this secret right here, we're going to back you on keeping that system around for a while.
Oh, they better, since, you know, freaking dies, like, easily.
It dies, but it doesn't set your house on fire.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Your house on fire.
It just doesn't set your house on fire. Another big secret, all the way up until E3, like 2 days prior to E3, well, Sony's PSP Go.
Oh, man. That was like, wow.
I mean, it would have been a huge secret. It would have been just as big as Project Natal.
Yeah,
till somebody had it not been leaked on a Friday before E3.
Yeah. And it was like...
And showing pictures and everything.
Had the nerve to show pictures. and be like, yeah, we're gonna show you a sneak peek at Sony's system. Oops, they haven't released info on it yet.
Sony, why would you let that be leaked? I understand, because it happened right before E3, that you must have leaked that yourself.
They did.
I understand that. But had you just kept it quiet, and long as you didn't do the Nintendo trick of pulling it out your pocket and putting it back, no one would have cared. We all would have been completely surprised. But you decided to say, I'll throw you a bomb. Oh, there's going to be a new PSP. Oh, it has this. And I can see what the controls are. Okay, they'll talk about it soon. So, but I will say, even though I didn't know about PSP Go, it still looks awesome.
Yeah.
They got rid of the UMDs, which is good, because for some reason people tend to pull apart the UMD and give it a 16 gig internal flash drive. So, I think I'm definitely thinking
about getting one. It's not a price point on that. It's like $249.99. It's like,
that's how much it was
when it came out. Yeah, I'm like, my God, that's expensive for a portable system, but
portable delicate system.
There's a whole lot of applications coming with it.
This is not for little 7-year-olds here.
No, it's not. And I say that because my niece and my nephew had a PSP, and they were like 7. 6 and 7. And it's like, why do you have a PSP? You can't even use...
One broke.
Yeah.
They had to get another one.
Yeah, they broke it, and then had to get another one. And it's like, I'm sure I'm glad your mama and daddy have money to be throwing around to give you a PSP. Because I sure couldn't see giving my 6 and 7-year-old children a PSP. I wouldn't. I don't even think I'd give them a DS. I might give them a cart.
Oh, I'd give them a DS just because I know you can throw that thing up against the wall with a baseball bat. That thing ain't broken.
I might give them a GBA SP, but that's about it.
But I'm not giving you a PSP just for the simple fact that you sneeze and that thing's broke.
Yeah. I mean, even my grown self might not now, be too, you know, rough with it.
Now,
you know?
PSP could be more durable than its predecessor, so the PSP Go could be more durable.
Yeah. I was watching Area 5 went down to E3, and they were showing... They were testing it because they all have PSPs and DSs and, you know, iPhones and stuff. And they were talking about how much they like the new PSP. And I wanna get my hands on it first, and then I'm going to see if I'm going to get one, because I'm really thinking about getting one. And I've seen some good killer apps for it that, like, they announced Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, something else with it too that's coming out with it. And I was like, wow, I really, really, really want to get one.
Well,
Sony's, I've never thought about it before.
Sony's going to sell a lot of them just for the simple fact that, well, they have three things that people are going to want to buy for that PSP Go. Gran Turismo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely... See, I would get Gran Turismo. That's a must-buy for me. I would get it.
The Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker game that came out that showed people using this co-op. Well, I hope
possibly,
this,
yeah. Possibly. With the multiple snakes, yeah.
And you just can't get enough zombies in your life. So, PSP is going to have Resident Evil.
Yep, Resident Evil Portable.
So, I mean, that right there automatically will sell. I mean, they could bundle those games together and people will pay for that.
Yeah. They're going to have the video delivery service.
Yep.
Sense Me, which is music sensing playlist application. Media Go, which accesses the PlayStation Store on PSP and PC and PS3. That's going to be nice too, because I might actually buy stuff from there. I was actually paying attention when they were talking about it. I mean, my ears perked up immediately. I was like, ooh, I might get one, finally. And I'm historically not a Sony, like, PSP owner. I'm not. I'm a DS owner. Like, I bought every iteration of the DS except for DSi, because I refuse to buy one right now. I don't need one. I have a DS Lite. There's, like, no reason for me to get one. But...
You don't want to post pictures of Facebook?
No. I use Facebook on my laptop. That's about all I need it for, and I can send it with my phone.
But you can take your DS. I with you at all times and take funny pictures.
I take my DS with me at all times now. And I don't care about taking pictures because I got a digital camera, okay, which handles it just as well. So, I mean, using it for that, that's not really... I mean, I don't really need it for that, but I definitely would get the Gran Turismo PSP because I actually like driving games. So, speaking of which, Forza 3, people, don't forget about Forza 3 coming on 360. That's going to be hot. But, I mean, driving games are like, I mean, I like driving games. So, I would actually buy that and, like, play it. I would play the heck out of Gran Turismo PSP. I mean, just, they're talking like 60 layout variations, 800 cars, 35 tracks, and then you can trade your cars between players, and then ad hoc for up to 4-player races, and it's full-scale version at 60 frames per second.
Yes.
That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous on a PSP.
Well, PSP is known to put out some good stuff. I never doubted about PSP. The only problem I had with Sony was, and it all made sense after the E3, was their PSP game selection started going smaller and smaller over the past year.
Yeah.
And everyone kept asking the question, you're getting rid of the PSP? You stop supporting the PSP? And they all said, no. But they didn't explain why the game was getting small.
Yeah, they weren't, yeah.
Well, with the PSP Go, it all makes sense.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
So, thank you, Sony. I understand now why you opened the PSP University in California and then closed it the day after. I understand. I understand now.
Yeah.
So, I have to say, had you just kept that a secret to E3, that would've been a really good secret. I mean, it was one of the best kept secrets.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The fact that they are getting Peace Walker. Peace Walker is supposedly set like 10 years after Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. And it's like, according to Hideo Kojima, it is an actual true sequel. And I was like, okay, well, Kojima, that's nice. I mean, dude, that's great and all. If I really cared about Metal Gear, I guess I would be excited about it, but I'm kind of waiting on Tekken 6. I want to play Tekken 6, and I don't even play Tekken, because I'm hoping they're going to put Tekken Bowl back on there.
Tekken Bowl's not on there.
I want Tekken Bowl!
You seen what they had on there.
What they put back on there?
They put on some kind of action-adventure game where you can pick up weapons and everything, because I seen Brian running around with a flame... not Brian, Paul running around with a flamethrower.
Oh, God.
So...
it's another Tekken Force mode?
I don't know, they didn't say.
Well, upcoming PSP titles, and this is the other reason why I want to get the PSP Go. Little Big Planet. I want to play Little Big Planet. Now, I don't have a PS3 because, you know, my broke ass can't afford one. I'm just going to be straight up about that. I can't afford it. I don't have that kind of money to drop on one. So,
Sony, what you could do is you can have it where we can give you monthly installments to get your PS3. You should take that as an option. You'll sell more of them.
You know, you can get a PlayStation credit card. You can get a Sony credit card.
You can get a Sony credit card. But,
and use it to get the PlayStation. I think it's actually the PlayStation credit card. I might be wrong about that.
You're getting that monthly installments, buddy. And loans is under $45 a month. It's gold.
I'm definitely...
Bundle some games in there with it. You know, like your God of War 3 that you be bringing up.
No, they're not bringing... they're also not bringing out... They shot down rumors that they were going to have a God of War, another God of War game on PSP. So... they also are bringing out SOCOM 5, oh lord, Hannah Montana, Harry Potter, Resident Evil game, and Soul Calibur, which Soul Calibur Broken Destiny. Yep. I think it's going to be based on 4's engine, I think. Or I want to say it's based on 4's engine from the way it looked.
I'm
but,
not surprised.
I can't tell right off hand. And I might get Final Fantasy VII just because I tried it on the PlayStation and I just couldn't get into it. I just couldn't. And maybe now after 10 plus years, it's been more than 10 years. When did Final Fantasy VII come out?
It's been a while.
Like 97?
I think so.
Yeah, 97, 98. Yeah, it's been more than 10 years. Maybe if I try it again, I might could get into it.
Maybe you can play Final Fantasy VII because so many people were talking about Final Fantasy VII. If you were not a fan of Final Fantasy VII, you were just un-American.
Oh my gosh, you were just quite un-American.
Although people in Japan were playing the hell out of it too, you're just un-American if you didn't like Final Fantasy VII.
Oh my god, I was dating someone at the time, and he was just obsessed with Final Fantasy VII. He thought it was the greatest game to ever come out. Between that and Metal Gear Solid, and Ocarina of Time. At the time, it was like, just, y'all, come on. That's all I heard about. That's all I... And he didn't even like... He really wasn't even like about Ocarina of Time. But all he talked about was Final Fantasy VII, getting a PlayStation, and Metal Gear Solid. And I was just like... And derided me because... I had a 64.
You're un-American.
I was like, I just don't want a PlayStation right now.
You don't have Final Fantasy VII. You're un-American.
Yeah.
The best thing I had about Final Fantasy VII was I was carrying on a conversation with a friend of mine, and my friend mentioned the word seven. He just said seven. And the guy said, Final Fantasy VII? No. We're talking about seven. No one said anything about Final Fantasy VII. Well, I know an awful lot about Final Fantasy VII.
Are you serious?
Do you play Final Fantasy VII? I know the whole entire storyline of Final Fantasy VII. Is there a spot where you're stuck at on Final Fantasy VII? Who's your main character that you love so much on Final Fantasy VII?
Oh my god.
He said the word seven so many times. It was ridiculous.
I got one even better. The same guy that I was dating was playing Final Fantasy VII. And I remember I was like... I was a junior in high school, and he decided that he was going to name me, he was going to name Tifa, whatever her name is, Tifa Lockhart, I guess that's what her name is.
Yeah.
He named Tifa, the chick with the shorts and the thing that's like pining after Cloud, and he's not paying her the slightest bit of attention to having children. Well, he named her... He gave her my name. He named he named Aerith after his ex-girlfriend, Beth.
Because she died.
Yeah, and he, like, loved her. He, oh my gosh, he actually wound up choosing Aerith at the end of the game. And I was like, you jerk. I hate you. I was like, you know what?
That's the reason why you didn't like Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, actually, pretty much. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I didn't like it. And it was just overhyped.
You became a communist when you hated Final Fantasy VII.
I'm just a damn communist. But I mean, I dislike the game that much. I mean,
don't hate on Square Enix. They make them that money.
Yes,
that's
I know. They getting their money. I hated it because it was like, stop, y'all. The game is, okay, it's a great game, but... Let it go. Stop. Okay?
Nope. Okay, but you're bringing it back. Different generations got to play it now.
I mean...
Different generations play Mario.
Yeah, I know. But it's like... Can we talk about other games that were really good?
We can. Just everyone's going to keep bringing up Legend of Zelda and Final Fantasy.
Legend of Zelda, Final Fantasy, Metal Gear, Solid. You got to qualify that with Solid. Okay, not the original Metal Gear, and not Metal Gear 2, but Metal Gear Solid. And they're still making Final Fantasy games based off of that, like Dissidia. What the hell? It's like, stop! The game's been out now.
I actually think that's probably going to be pretty interesting. I actually like that, so.
The game's been out 12 years, and you done made like a million games based off of it.
Hey. And each one is different.
And you keep coming back to E3 with Final Fantasy VII games.
Because the world loves Final Fantasy VII.
They need to love Final Fantasy V.
World loves Final Fantasy.
Okay, give me Final Fantasy V and we can talk about some stuff.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, they showed Final Fantasy 14.
14. 14. I didn't even play 11. And 14 was just like making people bug out. People were just flipping out.
Well, it's the first time they really showed anything on it. They just talked about it. That's Final Fantasy 13. Here's your trailer. And we got 14 in development. Yeah? You want to know about 14? Here's 13. Want to know about 14? Here's 13. And we mentioned some stuff about Versus.
Yeah, Versus 13, yeah. I was just like, wow. Square, do you like grabbing people by their junk? Do you like grabbing people by their junk and just like holding them?
They have you by their testicles. You want this game, don't you? Nod your head, yes. Yes. I thought so.
Ah, chilled monkey brains.
And then they do that evil laugh. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. And then they'll start development on the next Final Fantasy.
Yes, Onslaught. They did. Again, Marvel's going to sue the crap out of us. But yes, Onslaught. They did. Actually... And Blackheart too.
Just
that was Blackheart doing.
Thank you, Capcom.
Doing. Speaking of which, yeah. Shouldn't MVC 2 be out already? Didn't they say something about that at Capcom?
It got pushed back.
Or did Pat? No, Capcom said they wasn't coming. Capcom didn't go to E3, did they?
Capcom did show up at E3.
Well, they said they wasn't gonna go because of swine flu.
No, they showed up.
They was all mad about the piggy flu.
They talked about some things. They didn't really show up there, but they had some things there right now. So
I was like, Capcom!
The only person who really didn't show up at the press conference was Atari changed their mind the day of E3.
Oh, they didn't show up. Atari having some money problems. I don't think they'd get the band together to even get down there.
I think they're doing well because they just announced today that they're releasing a new MMO. So I think they're coming along. I just think they just didn't have anything they wanted to use pressing it yet.
Probably. Something else that came out of there during Sony's press conference: Rockstar North busted out with Agent.
See, you don't have to say anything else. As soon as you said Rockstar. 50 million copies already sold.
Oh, God. But I'm hoping this is supposed to be groomed as the new, according to the Rocks, to Take-Two, I think it's a Take-Two Interactive's chief, that this is supposed to be the successor, the spiritual successor, is groomed as a successor to Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... Do we really need another Grand Theft Auto in the world?
It's more of a spy game, so it's not bad. And from what I could understand, it takes place in the 70s, I believe. So
Yeah, it's set in the 70s.
I mean, if it's in the 70s, I mean, you're not just going to randomly run around and find someone with a rocket launcher and start shooting people.
They might. You could have a rocket launcher and shoot people. They had them in Vice City.
Vice City took place in the 80s.
Yeah. Okay, rocket launchers in the 70s and the 80s.
They were in Miami. Well, I should say, the parts of Miami, I should say, since, you know, I mean, Vice down there was horrible. I mean, they had all kinds of crazy stuff.
Good old cocaine cowboys.
So, I mean, Agent looked pretty bad. I mean, at least they had it from a different point of view. You weren't going around causing crimes. You were just a spy. Which you're probably, you know, doing something treacherous against your country, but we'll find out more about that.
Yeah. They too then turned around and showed Assassin's Creed 2.
Yes.
And said that this one is the one where the guy might not necessarily start out as an assassin. And I was like, okay. I didn't play the first Assassin's Creed. But I remember friend of ours, what's his name, Brad, that I used to work with, Redhead Brad, Stinky, worked at the Independent Mail. Stinky, sure, he probably wouldn't like to be called Stinky, but Stinky think he loved Assassin's Creed before it came out. I mean, that's like all he talked about. He would come borrow magazines from me, gaming magazines, like Game Informer and stuff, and he was all wanting to know everything there was to know about Assassin's Creed, because he also played like the sports games and stuff. But he liked, because he was a sports copy editor, but he loved Assassin's Creed. And then he played it and he was like, it's kind of boring the crap out of me now. So I immediately thought of him when they announced the second Assassin's Creed and they actually showed the trailer.
I think it's going to be good for him. I think it's going to be good.
I mean, they're going to
first Assassin's Creed. I mean, you either really love Assassin's Creed or you don't.
Yeah, you didn't
and
like
a
it.
A lot of people just didn't care about the storyline. They just want to run around and kill people.
Yeah.
But you have to do a storyline at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of repetitive from what I was told.
And that was the problem that people had. Yeah. You had to do a storyline at some point. You couldn't just run around and just randomly kill people.
Yeah.
So, this one's not too bad.
Yeah, I heard it was really repetitive, and that's what people didn't like about it.
Yeah.
So, I just was like, well, okay. But, I mean, I don't know. If I had a PS3, I would actually probably try it and see. I don't know. Then Sony decided they were going to roll out with their motion controller.
Aha, the Battle One is what I called it. Yeah.
Ha ha, dangly parts.
It was not a big shocker because, you know, obviously Nintendo had did high success with their motion controller. And you knew everyone will follow suit and try to do it better, so.
Of course.
Sony's version, although it looked awkward, it was just a prototype. So, I'm just going to withhold my views on that right now because I'm not really sure.
Well, I don't know.
It looked impressive.
The controls, the demonstration they had with the bow and arrow looked real good.
It looked impressive. It's just, I'm just going to wait to see what they put out more. So.
Yeah. They said it's supposed to be coming spring of next year, so.
We'll find out. They probably release more around about Christmas time.
Yeah. Then they did the stuff about Little Big Planet. Disney's character content coming in the fall, and they showed apparently an adorable little Jack Sparrow costume for Sackboy.
Because that's what's keeping Disney afloat right now.
Yes. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Well, on High School Musical. You can't forget High School Musical and Hannah Montana.
And Kingdom Hearts.
Yes, in Kingdom Hearts. oh my word. They then showed some games for PS3. Now, this is the reason why I would get PS3. They showed Mod Nation Racers. And the really great thing that they showed during the demonstration for it was the customizable tracks you could make in minutes.
Yes.
That is a killer app.
Well,
I want something I can make my own tracks in minutes, change the weather, change terrain. I mean, but they were so easy to make based on what the guys were showing.
They just took the concept of Little Big Planet and just kept going with it.
Yes, that's basically what they did.
Which, don't be surprised, Sony. Microsoft and Nintendo start doing the exact same thing.
That's the next evolution for Mario Kart. Because
that's what the next thing they'll start doing.
That's what they're going to do in Mario Kart. I guarantee you, that's going to be the next step in Mario Kart.
Yep.
They'd be smart if that were their next step for Mario Kart, but I guarantee you, I do believe Nintendo, it's going to be that.
Nintendo don't follow suit. They make everyone follow them.
Of course, because they're innovators.
Yeah.
Innovation and inclusion.
Yes.
Our games are for everyone. That is almost exactly what Cammy Dunaway said.
Yes.
But I'm excited about Mod Nation Racers, and if I can get me a PS3, if I can get the money together and get a PS3, I'm probably getting Little Big Planet, Mod Nation Racers, and I don't know. I hadn't thought of another title I want. Probably Gran Turismo 5. Just because I love
Gran Turismo.
The Last
Guardian will probably be what I'll want.
The Last Guardian just looked a little weird with the half dog, rat, bear thing.
It's a mystic adventure.
That reminded me of a cat.
Last Garden.
It was, it's the trilogy piece to Ico. Mm-hmm. Ico.
Ico and Shadow of the Heart.
And Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, Colossus.
Yeah, it's, it's
not Shadow of the Heart. Although they should release another one.
But yeah, I think it looked good. It looked interesting. And as somebody pointed out on the Area 5 co-op show, at some point, you know, the first thing that people are thinking is that animal that you're riding around with is either going to die or it's going to get injured.
Yes.
It's I mean, because it's too much of a companion. I mean, you can see the story before it even, like, happens. Just I mean,
I'll be surprised if it doesn't.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
I'm guessing it's going to die.
I have a sneaking suspicion the animal's going to die. I do, too. I really thought about that,
And then you're
going
on a raging warpath to get revenge.
Yeah, because you're going to be a grown boy by then.
Yep.
But they also then showed, after they showed The Last Guardian, they showed Gran Turismo and Gran Turismo 5 and God of War 3. And then that was about it. Sony was like, okay, we done, well, people. We out.
God of War 3 wasn't a big shocker. Everyone knew that.
Oh, yeah, everybody knew that. But
we've known that for a while.
Kratos looked nasty in that. I mean, he was, the graphics were unbelievable.
He looks good on there, but that's what everyone expected him to. I mean, they designed him exactly for that.
Yeah.
Uncharted 2.
That was a big game. I was even impressed, and I don't even like,
it's like Indiana,
that kind of stuff.
It's like, you want to be like Indiana Jones? We'll give you more action with Indiana Jones. Here's Uncharted. You played the first one? You liked it, didn't you? Here's the second one. We'll give you more action.
Yeah, it's more action. And the, have you seen the graphics on that thing?
Yeah, they've improved the graphics big time.
Wow. I mean, just the whole locale, the environments. I mean, it's like, what? How do you top that? Like, what do you do to top that?
By making a third one.
Oh, well, of course they're going to make a third one. But,
make a third one.
I mean, like...
And they'll make a third one where you get to use the motion controller.
Yeah. So, how would you grade Sony's press conference?
I would give Sony an A for the press conference until the day after. Because Sony said that Final Fantasy XIV was exclusively for the PS3. Then the day after, Square Enix said, we're opening to all options for Final Fantasy XIV.
It's like Sony said, fools, we cut you off your stuff. We get your junk.
So, I just feel that had they went out and had a conversation, Square Enix and Sony, then maybe it would not have been a mix of words.
Yeah, I mean, because somebody
and that's
have,
the only reason I give them an A-.
Somebody have some communication there. I mean, with signals crossed.
I mean, there's just...
They just assumed that they were going to get it exclusively, and it was like, no. Square was like, no, actually, you might not get it exclusively. We might actually give it to 360 again. I was like, oh, Sony, you losing that one. Come on now. Not only are you not exclusive on the Square stuff anymore... You're also not exclusive on the Tekken stuff anymore. It's like, dang, Sony, what's going on?
They're broadening their horizons. Thanks to the decline of the economy of late, everyone's just stretching out.
Yeah, everybody got to make a dollar.
But Sony's still going to get that money with God of War.
Oh, of course. That's immediately going to sell stuff. Yeah. But I just, what were you most impressed by at E3? What was your impressive game that you thought was, you know?
I think the experience of Project Natal probably stands out the most, just because they did demo games on that also. I would say definitely Project Natal will stand up. Showing me more of how to get rid of zombies, like Dead Rising 2 and Left 4 Dead 2 stand up. Modern Warfare 2. Uncharted 2 stands out a lot, too. And the fact that you made a Mario game as co-op, that piqued my interest.
Yeah. You're not traditionally a Mario player. I mean,
No.
I know you don't really particularly care for Mario games.
Put Mario in a first-person shooter, buddy. I'll play that all day long.
I would actually play a Mario strategy game.
Yeah, they could do that.
Like a real-time strategy.
Yep.
I would actually play that. I was hoping they would do something along the lines with Mario of Little Big Planet. I really was. I was really hoping for something like that where, you know, you've heard me talk about my idea for just calling it like Super Mario and mixing the levels from 1, 2, 3 and World and even throwing in Mario Kart customizable tracks and build your own Mario Kart levels and build your own Mario levels for the Wii. And, I mean, if they did something like that, that would re-energize the Mario fan base almost immediately. I mean, people would, like, go out and buy it in droves. And you could, because also, you could package the new, you could package the new colors of the Classic Controller. Because, you know, they released a new color for Classic Controller, and they released a new color of the Wii with it. If you released a Wii right now in America with that game, Nintendo, if you're listening, if you release a Wii, a black Wii, and a Mario type Little Big Planet game from 1, 2, and 3, and threw in customizable Mario Kart track levels, and you could like go on Nintendo servers, saying that they kept up the servers, but you could go on Nintendo servers like you do with Little Big Planet and download different levels that people have created. Guarantee you it's a million seller. It's gonna be a player's choice title if you're still even doing the player's choice category. I mean, that's a million seller almost immediately if you package that game as a bundle game with the controller too, with the classic controller, because you need the classic controller for Mario World levels type. If you're gonna, because you could even give them like different scenarios and use like Mario's abilities and stuff. If you put that in there right now, they had announced that at E3 and said, if we're gonna have this out here for holiday 2009, it's coming, I promise you, it's coming. And you could get like all the Mario sprites and stuff and make customizable levels. I promise you that would sell off that's off the damn shelves. People would buy it. People would immediately buy it. Because they're hungry for something different than the same old Mario 64 rehashing 3D Mario. People want something new. But alas, we didn't get that at E3. So, I mean, my major E3 thing that I really, really, really liked was, of course, the Metroid reveal. I'm excited about that because she's going 2.5D and she's going to have some first-person elements with her shooting, through her visor and stuff, but like the Metroid Prime series, but 2.5D Metroid, that's the closest we're going to ever get again to getting Super Metroid. I mean, you know, to get another 2D Metroid game outside of Fusion. That's the only thing, that's the only way we're going to get that. Because they're not going to go backward. That would be seen as going backward for them. Even if they went retro and did old school graphics for Metroid like they did the Mega Man 9 stuff, I don't know if people would buy it because Metroid was hard as crap. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to have modern, you could have retro graphics for Metroid, but you gotta have modern invention with Metroid too. You gotta have the modern enhancements to Metroid because I don't think anybody's gonna buy that.
The only thing I can say about the Metroid is Team Ninja's doing it, and Team Ninja's not known for giving you easy games. So
yeah, it's gonna be hard as crap. It's gonna be extremely hard. That's what I'm worried about. It's when you pointed
ninja,
that out.
It's gonna be Ninja Gaiden Black Hard.
Oh my god. This is going to be the Black Album. She's going to be like dead quickly. I'm so scared they're going to do some nonsense such as start me out with 30 energy and no map and then expect me to make it to find some weapons and crap. Hey, gee, guess what that is? That's original Metroid.
Yep, that was classic.
But I don't know. That was my major thing. I mean, I was impressed with the Mario stuff too, but I don't really care about Mario Galaxy 2 because I didn't play the original Mario. I mean, I did. I played it like for about 10 minutes and had a headache about 10 minutes after that. So, I don't know. I'm excited about it, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, can I have a 2D Mario game, please? Pretty please? A new 2D Mario game without the control quirkiness of New Super Mario Brothers? the control quirkiness of New Super Mario Brothers drove me up the wall. I that's the one thing I don't like about it. It was real loose.
Okay, I didn't play it at that point, so I didn't see anything wrong with the controls of it. But you're the Mario expert, and I don't play Mario that much.
I'm not a Mario expert. I'm a Mario aficionado. I mean, I know a lot about the Mario series. A lot. Thanks to the MushroomKingdom.net. I know a lot about the Mario series. More than most people. And Super Mario Brothers Headquarters. But I wish they had not gone that route a little bit. But I'm excited. I mean, we're getting two Mario games. Thank God. We're getting something. So, I don't know. That's part of Nintendo's problem, I think, is that they're kind of like, well, you should be thankful we're even giving you anything, let alone, you know, you getting a new Mario. You getting two new Mario games? I mean, this might as well be Christmas morning.
and a Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, and a Legend of Zelda, and a new Metroid. It's like, I mean, you know, don't expect nothing for the next year and a half now. I mean, once you get this stuff, you better keep playing it. Because they don't really seem to have too much in the pipeline other than maybe the Conduit and it was something else. They had something else that was really big coming out that everybody was like, yeah, whatever. I think Zelda Spirit Tracks and... Yeah, that's about it. I mean, they got some new WarioWare game coming out, Do It Yourself, and Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Minnie's March Again, but, I mean, other than that, it's like, okay, whatever, but, I don't know. So, what do you think, overall, what do you think is this year's E3? I mean, it was a return to form for E3. Because, you know, the past couple of years, they went to this, you know, media business summit and it bombed horribly. People were all up in arms about it. But what do you think is, what did you think about, really think about overall this year's E3?
Well, this year's E3, I was kind of worried, I was kind of skeptical due to the economic decline that the world's been in. What the entertainment industry were going to do to try to keep up. So I thought this one was a success for the showing that, hey, we understand there's a crisis going on, but we're still developing things out here. We've slimmed down some, trimmed some edges, and we might even lost some companies along the way. But we're still out here, so I think it was an overall success.
Yeah, I think it was too. I think people were really, really wowed this year again. This is the first time in a couple of years that it really got back to what E3 was about. It still wasn't there all the way, but I think, you know, when like people were sneaking in and it was that, oh my God, I want to go to E3 kind of thing. But I think E3 definitely, it was loads better than what it was. And people really seemed to get excited this year about being at E3 again. And it seemed like it was, you know, the thing again that people in the video game industry really cared about and were excited about. So I was happy that E3 got some of its groove back, so to speak, yeah. and recovered from the trouncing that it took in the gaming press the past couple of years. I don't know. So, mighty listeners, we've talked about E3, and you've heard what we had to say. So, let us know what you had to think. Post on our blog at www.gaminginsurrection.com/blog, B-L-O-G. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. See you guys later.